Let me ask one explicit question that's been about something that's at least beneath the surface throughout this time, and you've already addressed it, is the financial crisis. To what extent is that dominating?
Oh my gosh. It's impossible to overstate how much it was dominating. Right, because we're in the middle, it's a free fall that's happening in real time. We're in the middle of it and we don't know where the bottom is, right? So it's like with every passing day, the scale of it gets more apparent and the economists that are running around the transition building are getting wider and wider eyed. So it is kind of the beginning and ending of every sentence in every meeting is that we're about to be responsible for the United States government in a moment of free fall. We don't know where the bottom is. This is possibly the Great Depression again. Now go figure out what to do. Utterly terrifying. And it's not reassuring to realize how utterly terrified Larry Summers is and Jason Furman is. And, you know, the economists who are kind of supposed to know the answers are like, whoa. Like that was a big number that just went by. So that's what it feels like. It was, and it's clear that nothing else can happen. None of the president's ambitions can be realized unless we right the ship.
I see.
What was not clear was where the bottom was or that the Republicans were going to be such an obstacle like that to addressing the crisis.